I'd like to start this afternoon's meeting. Can we have a word of prayer first? Lord, we thank you for the opportunity that we can gather before you. It's not that man can here do anything, but indeed it is your grace that we may be brought to your very heart. Lord, as we are here to fellowship on this matter of passing the torch of the testimony, Lord, may you do a work in us. Lord, that you may surpass the weakness and limitation of man. Lord, that you may accomplish what you want to do.
主，我们都等候在你面前。
Lord, we wait before you.
当我们要来打开你话语的时候,
Lord, as we are here to open up your word,
当我们要来交通你话语的时候,
we are here to share your word.
求主的圣灵都管理我们。
May your Holy Spirit control us.
管理我们的嘴唇,
and then discipline our mouths.
管理我们的心思。
Lord, that you may control our hearts.
主好让我们一起的在你面前来张扬你的荣美。
That in your presence we may demonstrate your beauty.
也来听见你自己的声音。
And we may hear your voice.
奉主耶稣名求。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 我们会读几处的圣经。
We will read a few portions of the scriptures.
第一处是在提摩太前书。
First is in 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书第一章12到17节。
Timothy chapter 1 verses 12 through 17.
我感谢那给我力量的我们主耶稣基督耶稣，因他以我有忠心派我服侍他。I
thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has strengthened me because he considered me faithful, putting me into service.
我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，苦慢人的，然而我还蒙了怜悯，因为我是不幸不明白的时候而做的。
Even though I was formerly a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent aggressor, yet I was shown mercy because I acted ignorantly in unbelief.
并且我主的恩是格外丰盛，使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。
And the grace of our Lord was more than abundant with the faith and love which are found in Christ Jesus.
基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人之话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。 在罪人中我是个罪魁。It
is a trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, among whom I am foremost of all.
然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。Yet
for this reason I found mercy so that in me as the foremost, Jesus Christ might demonstrate his perfect patience as an example for those who would believe in him for eternal life.
但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏不能看见永世的君王独一的神直到永永远远阿们。
Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, the honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
昨天一开始的时候, 彭弟兄就跟大家讲起，我们有两次会交通到关于这个火见证火把的传递这一个的题目。Yesterday
afternoon, our brother Jonathan Peng shared with us that we would have two times to talk about this matter of passing the torch of the testimony.
然后明天下午呢，主若愿意的话，我们就会有一些问答的时间，或者说我们会。 跟弟兄姐妹一起交通一些实际 生活中的一些的实行的例子。
And that tomorrow afternoon we would have a question and answer session where we would fellowship on those more practical matters.
昨天彭弟兄是讲到主耶稣是怎样带领他的门徒。
Yesterday, our brother Peng shared on this matter of how our Lord Jesus trained his disciples.
那么我今天要讲的是关于从保罗怎样带提摩太的身上事情，我们也来学一点。
So I would like to share on how Paul trained Timothy.
在我继续往下边讲之前
，Before I continue to speak.
我要先承认一个事情，就是在我们中间有很多弟兄姐妹，他们比我更成熟，比我更合适。来讲这个题目。
I have to admit that in our midst are there seated who are more worthy or more qualified to share on this matter.
但是我也愿意接受弟兄们的吩咐。
And I would also be willing to take any of your feedback.
因为不管怎样，我也是个蒙恩的罪人。
Because indeed, I'm also a sinner.
当我们讲到见证火把的传递这一个词的时候
When we speak about passing the torch of the testimony,
当我们首先想到见证这两个的字
And first we would think about this word testimony,
是我们亲眼看过亲手摸过的
And indeed, it is something that we have seen with our eyes and touched with our hands.
我个人觉得在我们信主的这一个得到主的恩典的这一条路上
I personally think that as we receive grace on this way,
总有一些很真实的东西而且是很难用言语怎样的去描述的
And there are indeed things that we have received that are real,but are difficult to describe in words.
但是当你真的遇见那一位的主
But of course, when you meet that Lord,
就有一种不管怎样都无法从你的身上给消磨掉的
There is something that can almost not be taken away from you.
在圣经中有很多这样的例子
There are many examples in the Bible of this.
在约翰福音有一个生来瞎眼的人
In the Gospel of John, we find one who was born blind.
当他遇见主耶稣以后
After he met the Lord,
他的眼睛开了
His eyes were opened.
但是当时耶稣走开了
But of course the Lord left.
然后很多的人，当时的犹太人就不肯信耶稣是基督
But many of the men of that time, especially the Jews, did not want to believe that Jesus was the Lord.
他们也不大肯信这个人生来是瞎眼的，现在竟然看得见。
And they did not want to believe that this man born blind would be able to see.
但是从这个生来瞎眼的人口中却讲出一个十分重要的真理。
But from the mouth of that man born blind came forth a truth.
他说，他是个怎样的人，我大概还不知道。
So he said, what kind of man he is, I do not know.
但我有一件事我自己知道
But there is one thing that I know
就是我本来是瞎眼的
That once I was blind
我现在可以看见
But now I see
当然跟着主耶稣不只医治他的眼睛
Of course the Lord not only healed his eyes
主耶稣后来也让他明白跟清楚地认识耶稣就是基督永生神的儿子
And he also came to allow that man to see thatJesus was the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
当时很多的文士，很多的犹太人，他们觉得耶稣跟他们思想中、理想中的弥赛亚有很大的不同。
And many of the scribes and Jews of that time felt that this Jesus was very different from the Messiah that they thought would be the Messiah they had in mind.
但是那个经历过主的医治的人却很清楚地知道，我在身上，在我身上发生了一些神迹。
But the one that was healed was very clear about what kind of miracles happened in his life.
那当保罗来写信写提摩太书信的时候
So when Paul came to write the letter to the to Timothy.
那时候他也已经服侍了主很长的一段时间。
Actually, he had served the Lord many years already.
他也写了很多的书信。
And he had written many epistles already.
当他觉得有一个很重的需要把他在主面前所蒙的恩典来告诉提摩太的时候。
And when he felt that there was great importance in sharing what the Lord had done in his life to Timothy,
他就写下了刚才我们所念的这一段。
He wrote the portion of scriptures that we just read.
他说：“我感谢那给我力量的，我们主基督耶稣，因他以我有忠心，派我服侍他。
”I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has strengthened me because He considered me faithful, putting me into service.
我想保罗自己很清楚的一件事。
I think Paul is very clear about one thing.
就是他自己所做的见证这里的。
And it was a testimony that he shared here.
他说我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，污慢人的。
He said that before he was a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a violent aggressor.
然而我还蒙了怜悯。
Yet I was shown mercy.
他第一次在耶路撒冷被人抓起来的时候，
The first time he was captured in Jerusalem,
他自己觉得有一件事他可以跟犹太人讲得清楚。
He felt that there was something he could share clearly with the Jews.
他就跟千夫长说。
And then he shared with the centurion.
让我跟他们讲几句话。
And he said, let me speak a few words with them.
然后他就对他们的自己的百姓讲。
And then he spoke to his own people.
他说诸位的父兄。
He said, brethren,
我以前也像你们今天一样的热心。
I was a zealous just like you today.
我也以为应该逼迫这些信奉耶稣基督的人。
And I also thought that I should persecute these who believe in the Lord and Jesus.
但是那些犹太人不明白啊。
But the Jews did not understand.
就好像他自己以前不明白一样。
Just like Paul didn't understand at one point in time. 在保罗得救以前，他已经很熟悉圣经。Before Paul was saved, he already knew the Bible very well. 在保罗得救以前，他也已经有许多对律法的认识。But before Paul was saved, he already knew the law very well.
但是他一直就是无法接受耶稣基督是神的儿子这个事实。
But somehow he cannot accept that Jesus Christ was the Son of God.
所以难怪主耶稣在对彼得讲那句话，他是这样说的。
So that's why our Lord Jesus spoke to Peter.
他说人说我人子是谁？
He said, who do men say that the Son of Man is?
彼得回答说你是基督永生神的儿子的时候，
When Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
耶稣很高兴的就说，
Jesus very gladly said,
西门你是有福的。
Simon, blessed are you.
因为这是我天上的父启示你的。
Because this is revealed to you by my heavenly Father.
除非有来自天上的启示。
If the revelation did not come from above.
就没有一个人可以称耶稣是基督，是永生神的。
Then no one can say that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God.
除非是圣灵已经在人的心中做事。
Unless the Holy Spirit does a work in the heart of man.
那我们对主耶稣的许多的认识可能也就像犹太人对圣经以前的认识一样。
Then much of our knowledge of our Lord is just like the old the Jews.
所以保罗在回顾他跟随主的这些年日，
So as Paul was recalling the years that he followed the Lord,
他一直想起一个的事情，
He thought of one thing.
这都是神的怜悯。
That this was all the mercy of God.
是神的启示也临到了他。
Indeed, the revelation of God came upon him.
他说神乐意把他的儿子启示在我心里。
Said it pleased God to reveal his son in me.
我就没有跟属血气的人做商量。
And then I did not speak with flesh and blood.
因为他所得的是从神而来的启示。
Because the revelation he received came from God himself.
以致改变了他以前所有那些旧的观念。
So it changed all his old concepts.
我想主耶稣的很多门徒 当他们回顾他们蒙恩的故事的时候
，So I think that many of the disciples of our Lord, as they recall how they were saved,
他们都不会忘记
，They will not forget
他们怎样亲自的去遇见了这位主
，How they personally met our Lord。
我为什么觉得这一点是很重要的呢
？Why do I think this point is very important？
因为在西方的世界
，Because in the Western world，
我们很多人从小就上主日学。
We often attend Sunday school since we are young。
因为在西方的世界
，Because in the Western world，
我们也常常主日就上教堂。
And oftentimes we go to church on Sundays.
我们很方便，可以有许多所谓的宗教书籍可以看。
It is very convenient for us to acquire Christian books.
你在这种空气的熏陶底下，你甚至讲话都像一个很有宗教信仰的人。
And in such an atmosphere, you almost sound like someone very religious.
但是我们实在的想一想。
But if we really think about it,
为什么就是在西方世界？
Why is it that in the Western world,
我们传福音给一个人是那么难的让人相信
Why is it so difficult to preach the gospel?
我们常常试图用尽理性方法讲道理把一个人说服了
And we often try to use intelligence, to use logic to convince someone to be saved.
但是很可惜的就算有些人这样被我们说服了
But unfortunately, even if we are able to convince someone of this,
我们看见这个人的基督徒的生活仍然叫我们觉得非常的可怕。
But then the living of this new believer would actually scare us.
但是当你遇见一个真正被主碰到的人的时候
，But when you meet someone that is really touched by the Lord,
他可能对圣经还很不了解。
Maybe he does not know the Bible very well.
我并不是说圣经我们不需要。
I'm not saying that the Bible is not important.
而是说字句并不能等于真实。
What I mean is that the words does not equal the truth.
我最近刚刚从中国出来。
I just came out of China recently.
我才回去两三天。
I went to China for 2 or 3 days.
我遇见一位在我25年前快离开中国的时候信的主耶稣的人。
I met a Christian that I met about 25-odd years ago before I left China.
他叫跟我讲故事。
And he was telling me a story.
他不只跟我讲到他当时信主的那个过程。
He not only told me about the process by which he received the Lord.
他更是跟我讲到主怎样在这些年间保守了他。
And he shared with me on how the Lord kept him.
我想用这一个小小的例子，我们也可以互相的得着一点的提醒。
And I would like to use this example so that we can encourage one another.
这个人本来是一个共产党员。
This man used to be a communist.
在中国文革的期间，他是个干部。
And he was actually an official during the Cultural Revolution.
他有四个儿子。
He has 4 sons.
有个大儿子大概比我小七八岁。
His eldest son was probably 7 or 8 years younger than me.
他的儿子非常非常的聪明，也非常非常的听话。
His son was actually very smart and very obedient.
而且他是当时一个在我们那一个地区的共青团委书记。
And he was, I guess, an important person in our area. Like I said.Oh, a secretary of the Youth Communist Party in our area.
但是他不幸犯了癌症。
But unfortunately, he got cancer.
啊，我当时自己也是犯了病。
And myself, actually, I was sick also.
但是有一天我不知道怎么，我就很想去对这个年轻人传福音。
But I don't know what came to me, but I really wanted to go preach the gospel to this young man.
因为我已经尝过主耶稣的恩典。
Because I had already tasted of the grace of the Lord Jesus.
那当时呢，中国条件很糟糕的。
But of course, at that time, China's condition was very poor.
一个病房住着很多的病人。
Actually, in a the hospital, actually many people stayed in one room.
Yeah. 还有很多的护士、医生都在场。
And of course, many doctors and nurses were present also.
你如果讲宗教的事情，当然是违法的。
And of course, if you speak about religion, it's against the law.
当然，当我去看这个年轻人的时候
，But when I came to see this young man,
我看他很痛苦。
I saw that he was in much suffering.
我就问他说
，So I asked him a question.
我说你要不要平安
？He said, Do you want peace?
他说我当然要了。
He said, Of course, I want peace.
我说我有个办法。
He said, I have a way.
他说你告诉我。
He said, You tell me.
我说但是你不能告诉别人。
He said, But you can't tell anybody else.
他说行啊。
He said, No problem.
我说静悄悄的就祷告。
He said, "You quietly pray."
他说怎么祷告
？How do you pray? He said.
我说你说主耶稣我是个罪人。
He said, "Lord Jesus, I am a sinner."
我需要你的救恩。
I need your salvation.
求你接受我。
Please accept me.
他说就这么简单。
He said, "That simple."
我说就这么简单了。
I said, "That's it."
他说那我要。
He said, "Then I want it."
那我讲完我走了。
So after I spoke it, I left.
但是那天晚上呢
？But that night.
这个闹鬼闹得很厉害。
他闹鬼，对。哦、actually, he some demons came to bother him that night.
你知道在中国有个特殊的形象。
You know, there's a special condition in China.
就算文革的时候都一样。
Even during the Cultural Revolution, it was this way.
你就算说无神论什么都可以。
No matter whether you're an atheist or whatever you are.
但是到处都可以闹鬼。
But you will see there are many demons everywhere.
他们都承认鬼是真的。
They admit that demons are real.
所以当这个孩子病重的时候
，So as this boy was sick,
他们其实请了一些和尚啊，请了一些道士来做了许多的法。
So they asked many monks and many of these pagan priests to come and perform some things.
在他身上贴了许多的符咒
，And then actually place some things on his body.
所以那天我跟他讲完耶稣以后呢
，So after I preached about Christ to him，
那天晚上那些魔鬼受不了啊。
That night the demons could not take it。
哦，整天把他搞得他从床上就掉到地下去。
So then what they did was actually threw him from the bed to the ground。
然后就一直透过他的口在讲一种话。
And then through his mouth were saying things。
就说你不能再来了，不能再来了。
So you can't come, you can't come, don't come back, don't come back。
那因为他的父母很疼他。
But because his parents really loved him。
就很生气
，were very angry，
就问他说
，and asked him，
你在叫谁不能来
？say who are you telling not to come？
谁来看过你
？who came to see you？
他就说某某人今天来看过。
he said so and so came and saw me。
哦，这父亲气扁了。
and then his father was so angry，
因为他以为是我加重了这个孩子的痛苦。
because he felt that I actually increased the suffering of his son。
他带了，叫了一个人去警告我。
so he told someone to come and warn me。
他说我不许你。再到医院看我的儿子。
He said, "I do not allow you to come see my son anymore."
那这算最客气的做法。
Of course, this was actually the kindest way.
因为他如果不客气，马上叫个警察把我拉走就行了。
But if he was not kind, he could have just asked the police to come and take me away.
然后我就对他说。
And then I said to him,
我说你不让我去，我就不去。
He said, "You don't let me go, I won't go."
不过你随时需要我，我就去。
But if you need me anytime, I will go.
那这件事过了三天。
Actually, 3 days passed.
这孩子死了。
This son died.
这个孩子一死不得了。
Now the son died, and things went out of whack.
因为父母所有的盼望都在这孩子身上。
Because all the hope of these parents were on this son.
而且他是一个这么听话、这么聪明的孩子。
And he was a very obedient, very intelligent son.
这么有前途的孩子。
He was one with a bright future.
所以当这孩子一死的时候
，But when he died,
他的母亲就昏掉了。
His mother fainted.
一昏就昏了十五天。
And when she fainted, she fainted for 15 days and couldn't get up.
他的父亲呢，也在家里昏了两三天。
And his father also passed out for 2 or 3 days.
后来有一天晚上
，Then one evening，
他这个父亲就想来想去都想不通。
And this father he couldn't get things straight out of his mind.
他说：“为什么我做了这么多的好事
？”He thought, "I have done so many good things."
我的孩子还要死呢。
Why did my son still die?
我还请了这么多的师父。
I have asked all these pagan priests to come.
他们为什么保护不了我呢？
Why couldn't they protect me?
他说当他那天晚上啊有这些思想的时候，
And he said that that night when he had these thoughts,
他说夜里他听见有个声音，
At night he said he heard a voice,
就对他说，
That said to him,
你要去求那位最大的。
He said, you have to go ask for that one who is the greatest.
而且很惊讶的是有一个尼姑。
It was very interesting was that there was a nun.
虽然给她家里帮了那么久的忙。
Even though she helped the family for many, many days.
结果呢她说我们都没办法了。
The nun said,We can't do anything to help you anymore.
到你试试看去找信耶稣的人吧。
Said, why don't you go try and those who believe in Jesus?
哦，他突然间就想起，怎么连尼姑都说要去找信耶稣的人。
So, somehow he was perplexed because he thought, how would a nun say, I have to go look for someone that believe in Jesus?
他当时真的心里充满了痛苦、绝望。
But he said that his heart was full of pain and hopelessness.
所以呢，他就天还刚刚亮，他就跑到我家来了。
So at the break of dawn, he came to my house.
在我家楼下就敲门。
And then he knocked on the door downstairs.
然后他敲门的时候，声音很凶。
And when he knocked very angrily.
我想迟早到了。
I said, my time has come, I thought.
我就只能走下来开门。
So all I did was go open the door.
开门他第一句话问我。
And when I opened the door, his first word he said to me was,
很凶地问我。
He's very angry, he said.
他说你是基督徒？
He said, are you Christian?
我说是。
I said, yes.
我想我承认不承认都是个事实摆在那里了。
So I said, whether I admit it or not, it was a fact that I was a Christian.
诶，很稀奇的是他突然间第二句话我想都没想过的。
And something very amazing, his second word to me was something I never thought he would say.
他说那我能不能信
He said, can I believe?
哎，我听整个石头都掉下来。
So, when I heard it, my whole heart fell.
我说能。
I said, yes.
他说怎么信
He said, how do I believe?
我把门一关，我说我们两个人现在跪下来，你就信。
So I closed the door. I said, let's kneel down and we can believe.
我说我讲一句，你跟我讲一句。
I said, I'll pray one phrase and you pray one phrase.
就是我教他儿子的那句。
I taught them the same prayer I taught his son.
结果呢那句祷告讲完以后
So after we finished that prayer
圣灵真的在他身上做了奇妙的事情
The Holy Spirit did an amazing work in his life
他一直的流泪
He kept on weeping
他站起来
And he stood up
他满脸充满了笑容
So his face was full of joy and he was smiling
他说我找到了真神
He said, I have found the true God.
他说你为什么不早点告诉我
He said, why didn't you tell me earlier?
我说你前两天还不许我去
He said, 2 days ago, you didn't even allow me to see your son.
他不止这样一遍
He not only changed that day.
他痛苦没有了
His suffering was gone.
他所有的害怕绝望没有了
All his fearfulness, all his hopelessness was gone.
他回到家里，他开始劝他家里的人说：“你都要信耶稣。”
So when he returned home, he was urging all his family members to believe.
他的妻子跟他怎么说呢？
What did his wife tell him?
他说：“已经满房子都是神了。”
He said, "The whole house is full of gods."
你还不够啊？
Are you? Don't you think it's enough?
你不要再搞越乱。
Don't confuse things and add more things.
他说：“我现在找到的是真神，那些都是假的。”
But he said, "I have found the true God. All those are false."
他妻子跟他说：“每个人都说他是真的。”
His wife said, "Everybody says their God is true."
我现在什么都不要。
Said, "I don't want anything now."
我儿子也没有，希望也没有。
I do not have a son.
我什么我都不要。
I do not want anything.
我就等死好了。
Let me just wait for death.
他的丈夫就因为有了主以后。
So because her wife, her husband had the Lord,
开始有力量面对他每天的这些的生活。
He started to have the strength to face the experiences he was going through.
还不止这样。
Not only that,
因着他那种生命中很深刻的改变。
But because there was a great change in his life.
他的孩子们在一个星期里边一个接一个的都信了主。
Within a week, All his children, one by one, came to know the Lord.
然后他对我说
And then he said to me,
他说我的妻子一直不肯听我讲
So my wife didn't want to listen to me.
他说不然这样吧你到我家里来我们一起来讲耶稣
He said, how about this? You come to my home and you and I will share Jesus together.
其实我那时候还不懂传福音
But at that time, I really didn't know how to preach the gospel.
那是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
我有一个、单行本的福音书
So I actually had a tract.
然后我想怎么传福音呢就是读福音书里边的福音给他听就对咯
So I thought, well, how should I preach the gospel? He said, well, I'll just read the verses in the gospels and that would be it.
我就照着福音书一章一章的读下去。
So I read the book chapter by chapter to her.
然后大概读到才十二章。
So probably 12 chapters.
他太太突然间坐起来。
His wife sat up.
他说我要信耶稣。
Said I want to believe in Jesus.
其实他们信了主耶稣以后不久我就离开了。
So actually soon after they believed, I left China.
然后我就一直不知道他们究竟怎么样。
And then I did not know what their condition was.
但是我这次在中国见到他的时候
But this time when I met him again,
给我一个很大很大的激励。
And it was a great encouragement to me.
他见到我的时候，他拉着我，他就流眼泪。
When he saw me, he laid hold of me and he started to be in tears.
其实他现在年纪已经不小了。
Actually, he's no longer very young.
他说：“弟兄，我要告诉你一个事情。
”He said, "Brother, I want to tell you a truth."
他说：“我不会讲话。
”He said, "I do not know how to speak."
但是我真的知道耶稣太好了。
But I know that the Lord Jesus is too great.
因为等到他信了耶稣以后
，Because after he believed in the Lord Jesus,
那个。单位里就知道他已经有了信仰。
Oh, his unit knew that he believed in the Lord Jesus.
所以单位就叫他来谈话。
So his unit called him in to talk.
他说你要记得。
He said you have to remember.
共产党的恩情比天高。
He said the grace and of the Communist Party is greater than heaven.
你看，你从一个乞丐，共产党把你拉扯的这么大。
Said you started from a beggar, and then the Communist Party has brought you up to such a point.
给了你这么好的前途。
Gave you such a bright future.
你现在信耶稣
？Now you go believe that
你对得起党吗
？How dare you? Do you feel? Are you worthy of the Communist Party?
他说。耶稣没有叫我反党。
He said Jesus did not call me to be against the Communist Party.
耶稣我也要。
I want Jesus also.
共产党我也要。
I also want the Communist Party.
那个书记就对他说。
And then the person, the leader, the boss said,
那共产党不能允许有信仰的。
Communist Party does not allow people to have religion.
你只能两样选一个。
You can only choose one between the two.
他说：“你如果一定要我选，我只能选耶稣。”
He said, "If you force me to choose, I have to choose Jesus."
因着他拣选耶稣，他从那个时候他就不能够工作，也不能够再当干部。
Because he chose Jesus, from that time on, he would not be able to work. He would not be able to be an officer in the Communist Party.
但是主的喜乐充满在他里边。
But the joy of the Lord filled him.
他从没后悔过。
He never regretted it.
现在经过几年改革开放以后。
So after the opening up of China.
他的孩子们也都大了，他还有另外三个孩子。
And he had actually three other children that are all grown.
他们现在也都事业有一点点的成就。
And then they also have some achievements in their work and careers.
所以他家里呢就需要有一个帮人帮手的人。
So in his home, he needs someone to come help him.
结果就有一个从四川农村跑到他们这个城市来的人。
So there was someone from the rural areas of Sichuan and ran and came to the city that he was in.
去给人家做家庭的工人的。
To become a servant in the home.
就到他家来打工。
So came to work in his house.
怎么会到他家里来打工呢？
How did he come to his house?
因为这个四川出来的这个工人啊，非常的好。
Because the workers from Sichuan were all very good.
做事又忠诚。
They were very faithful in their
work. 工作又勤快。
And they were very diligent.
他以前的主人呢，就一天也不肯发给他人工。
But his boss did not want to give him any way of his wages.
为什么不肯发给他人工呢？
Why did not want to give him wages?
原来中国现在有一个很特殊的思想。
Because there's a special kind of thinking in China now.
这个主人说，我如果发人工给他，他就跑了。
He said because he thought that if the master gave him the wages, then this worker would run away.
因为他有钱，他就能跑。
Because he has money, he'll run away.
我一直扣住他的人工，他跑都跑不了。
So if I keep his wages, he cannot run.
所以很多这些外来的工人呢，实在就很辛苦的。
So actually, many of these workers have a very tough life.
我们这位弟兄呢，就知道这个情形。
So that our brother knew about this situation.
就去跟他主人讲。
And then went and spoke to the master.
你要嘛发人工给他。
Is it either you give him the wages?
你不发人工给他，我就把他带到我家去做。
If you don't give him wages, I will bring him to my house to work.
然后这个工人很高兴，就跟着他走了。
So then this worker was very glad and came.
因为现在外来工很多，很容易请。
Because it's very easy to find these many of these workers.
旧的主人也不大在乎。
So the old owner didn't really care.
能省钱就省嘛。
So can save money, that's a good thing.
那当我们的弟兄把他带到家里来的时候
，So as our brother brought him to his house.
就问他说，本来对方给你说给你多少钱
？And asked him, you know, how much did the other master give you in terms of wages?
啊，他就跟他说大概是300块。
So maybe $300.
他说我给你400。
He said I'll give you $400.
他很开心。
So he was very happy.
然后就做了一个月。
So he worked for a month.
他把人工给他了。
He gave him his wages.
那我们这位弟兄的太太啊，她也是很有主的生命的人啊。
And then our brother's wife was also full of the Lord's life.
她没有很多道理。
She didn't have much teaching.
总是觉得说
，She somehow felt
主对我这么好。
The Lord was so great to me.
我该怎样的在对待别人的事上来显明主给我的恩典呢
？How can I show in dealing with others the grace of the Lord upon me?
他的太太就对这个工人讲。
So then his wife said to the worker.
他说我要给你600。
So I want to give you 600.
那人以为听错了。
This person thought something's wrong with that.
那你为什么要给我600
？So why are you giving me 600？
他说因为你值得嘛。
He said because you are worthy.
外边的工人都要这么多嘛。
She said all the workers other places are worthy of this.
结果这个工人在他家里只过了几个月。
So this worker only spent a few months in the family.
他们也不大会传福音。
They do not know how to preach the gospel.
他只是知道他们常常的跟他讲，我们是信耶稣的。
So the worker only knew that they would often say to him,
信耶稣
真好。We believe in the Lord Jesus. Believing in Jesus is a great thing.
然后这个佣人就信了耶稣。
So then this worker believed in the Lord Jesus.
信了耶稣以后
，After he believed,
真的辞别了。
So then after he believed, he really said goodbye.
他说我现在得到了耶稣比做这份工好得多。
So he said, I've now received Jesus is much greater than working here.
他说在我的家乡还有很多人没认识耶稣。
He said, in my hometown, there are many people that still do not know the Lord Jesus.
我必须回去。
I have to go back.
跟他们讲。
To share with them.
那我们的弟兄也没有因为你用工人很好，所以你不能走啊。
So my brother, of course, did not say, well, you can't go back.
他就为他祷告，为他祝福。
So he prayed for him and blessed him.
最近这个工人回来跟他讲。
Recently, this worker came back.
从他回到四川以后
，After he went back to Sichuan,
在他们村跟左右
，in the villages left and right,
就因着这一个人
，because of this man,
有300个人都信了耶稣。
There are 300 people that were saved.
我讲这个事的意思就是说
，What I want to share with brothers and sisters is this.
如果主在我们身上是真实的
，If the Lord is real in our lives，
是我们每天可以去经验、去见证的
，is something that we can experience every day。
那么别人很自然的就看见了主的荣美。
Very naturally, others will see the beauty of Christ.
人就要我们所信的这位耶稣。
Men want this Jesus whom we believe.
保罗回头来想的时候
，When Paul was looking back,
他说我本来就不配。
He said I was not worthy.
但是是主怜悯了我。
But because the Lord had mercy on me.
并且主的恩是格外的丰盛。
And his grace was abundant.
让我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。
That in Christ Jesus, I would have faith and love.
我想我每一个蒙了主恩典的人。
I think that every one of us that have received the grace of the Lord,
很需要常常记得我们的起点是在哪里。
We often need to remember where is our starting point.
我们不要忘记我们本来都是尘土。
Let us not forget that we were but dust.
我们不要忘记我们本来都是罪人。
We were but sinners.
这样的话，我们才不会迷失了我们自己在主面前应该有的态度。
This way, we will not lose the attitude that we ought to have before the Lord.
当保罗服侍主有一段时间的时候
，After Paul has served the Lord for a while,
大概在《使徒行传》第十五章
，In Acts 15,
因为有一次
，Because one time,
马可离开了他们
，Mark left them.
所以第二次他要出去的时候
，The second time he was going to go out，
他就认为马可这家伙用不得。
He felt that Mark was no longer of any use。
他甚至为之事就跟巴拿巴分了手。
So because of this, he actually parted ways with Barnabas。
接着十六章开始
，And then starting in chapter 16，
保罗就开始挑选了一个叫提摩太的。
Paul chose another。A person, Timothy.
那提摩太一直跟着保罗走到很最后的一段日子。
And Timothy actually accompanied Paul until the very end of Paul's life.
但你知道，等到保罗晚年再来写提摩太书信的时候
，So in when Paul in his late years wrote the Timothy epistles,
他说在罪人的当中，我是个罪魁。
Paul said that I am chief of sinners.
然而我蒙了怜悯
Yet I have received grace.
我今天成了何等样的人
The reason I am what I am today
并不是我
It's not me
是主的恩典做成的
It is the grace of the Lord
因为他越认识主的恩典
Because he knew the grace of the Lord
因为他越知道自己的本来的情形
The more he knew about his original condition
他就越能够体谅那些软弱的微小的
The more he was able to be compassionate to those who were weak.
所以到提摩太后书接的时候，他就甚至说
，So towards the end of the epistle to Timothy, he said,
你要把马可给带来。
He said, bring Mark with you.
他在传福音的事上跟我与我有益的。
He said, in the matter of the gospel, he is of great use to me.
我们知道，当我们在主面前蒙一些恩典的时候啊
，We know that when we receive grace before the Lord.
我觉得我们不止经不起打击。
I think that on the one hand, we cannot go through a difficult trial.
我们也经不起祝福。
We also are not able to receive blessing.
有时候主给我们一点点祝福。
Oh, sometimes when the Lord blesses us.
然后我们整个人会飘起来的。
But actually, we may become proud or become floating.
我们会看见周围很多都不像话。
And we will see many things around us are things that we do not approve.
这也不对，那也不对。
That we will complain about this, about that.
我们就会只用许多的要求用在别人的身上。
And then we will have many requirements upon others.
但是如果我们一直记得我们是从哪里来的
？But if we remember where we came from，
我们就只能常常的谦卑俯伏在主的面前。
We can't but humble ourselves before the Lord，
因为我们知道 有什么不是领受的呢？
Then we will think, what is it that we did not receive?
如果是领受的，有什么可以自夸呢？
If everything is received from the Lord, what can I boast of?
保罗后来讲一句这样的话。
Paul later on said a phrase like this.
他说我为基督的缘故。
He said, for Christ's sake.
就以软弱凝入饥难逼迫为可喜乐的。
So I rejoice in my trials and tribulations.
因为我什么时候软弱？
Because whenever I am weak,
什么时候主的能力就可以彰显在我身上？
Then the power of God is demonstrated in me.
实在很多时候我们在服侍主或者服侍弟兄姐妹的时候，
So oftentimes when we serve the Lord or serve the saints,
如果我们能够常常记得，
If we can remember,
自己是软弱的。
That we ourselves are weak,
是靠主的恩典而来的。
That everything is by the Lord's grace.
我们就能够同时经历主的神迹。
Then we can experience the miracle of the Lord.
因为主喜欢彰显他的能力在人的软弱上。
Because the Lord loves to demonstrate His power upon the weakness of man.
保罗说过这样一句的话。
Paul once said this.
他说弟兄们，
He said, brethren,
可见你们当中蒙拣选的人，
Those who are chosen among you,
有智慧的不多，
There are few that are wise,
有能力的不多，
Few that have power,
神反而是拣选了软弱的，
Yet God has chosen the weak,
没有的，
Those that do not have anything,
卑贱的，
Those weak vessels,
其实如果要说尊贵的话，
So if you want to speak of this matter of honorable vessels,
保罗曾经有很尊贵可夸的历史，
Paul had many honorable things that he could boast about.
他也曾经像为着这些可夸的东西而一直自以为是。
And then because of these things that he could boast of, Paul thought highly of himself.
但是当他蒙恩典以后，
But after he had received the grace of the Lord,
他却看见另外一个的事实。
He saw another truth.
主乐意拣选那些软弱的、没有的。
The Lord is willing to choose the weak and those that have nothing.
因为只有这样，才叫没有一个人可以在主的面前自夸。
Only this way can everyone not boast before the Lord.
所以今天有些时候我们看见很多我们巴不得鼓励年轻人起来服侍主的时候。
So oftentimes as we want to encourage the young people to rise up and serve the Lord,
有些时候我听人常常在鼓励人家，叫人家什么立志啊，做很多的决议啊。
So oftentimes I hear of people encouraging the young people to have resolutions, to have determinations of what they're going to do.
好像我们能够主动的拣选什么来服侍一样。
As if we can through ourselves choose how we are going to serve.
其实主说不是你们拣选我。
In reality, the Lord said, it's not that you have chosen me.
拣选你们。
I have chosen you.
如果是我们拣选来服侍主的话，
If it is our choice to serve the Lord,
我们老早离开了多少次？
Then we would have left the Lord many times.
因为我们自己知道自己的情形。
Because we know our own condition.
我们高兴的时候可以好像很热心。
When we are happy, we can become almost very zealous.
但是我们受到一点点挫折的时候，
But if we encounter any difficulty,
一点不顺心的时候，
anything that's not going our way,
一点被误会的时候，
when we are misunderstood,
我们很快就走开，
very quickly we will leave.
但是是神拣选了我们，
but it is God who has chosen us.
以致他的拣选是不会后悔的，
so that his choosing of us, he will never regret it.
不管我们怎样的软弱，
however weak we are,
只要我们愿意在他的手中，
as long as we are willing to be in his hands,
他就有办法把我们做成合乎他的心意。
Then he has a way to form us according to his heart.
所以保罗讲到自己 从一个罪亏到蒙了这么大的恩典的过程里边。
So Paul tells us of the process of him going from a chief among sinners to what he was that today, what he became.
他就说，但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏不能看见永世的君王独一的神直到永远。
He said, now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever, amen.
因为神是永远配得我们去尊崇他的。
Because God is forever worthy of our praises.
那么保罗在跟着下边他还要跟提摩太讲一些什么事情呢？
But following whatWas Paul going to tell Timothy?
我想再读一段的经文。
Let me read another portion of the scriptures.
是在提摩太前书第四章。
And that is in 1 Timothy chapter 4.
第八到十二节。
Verses 8 through verse 12.
操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。我们劳苦努力正是为此，因我们的指望在乎永生的神，他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。这些事你要吩咐人，也要教导人，不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。
For bodily discipline is only of little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things.Since it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come, it is a trustworthy statement, deserving full acceptance. For it is for this we labor and strive, because we have fixed our hope on the living God, who is a savior of all men, especially of believers. Prescribe and teach these things. Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself an example of those who believe. Verse 16.
你要谨慎自己和自己的教训，要在这些事上恒心，因为这样行，又能救自己，又能救听你的人。
Pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Persevere in these things, for as you do this, you will ensure salvation both for yourself and for those who hear you.
一面我们看见都是神的恩典。
On the one hand, you see the grace of God.
一面这里保罗也让提摩太看见。
But on the other hand, Paul will show Timothy
敬虔是可以操练的。
That you can practice godliness
也是必须操练的。
And it's also a requirement.
因为操练敬虔方式都有益处。
Because practicing godliness has, exercising godliness has benefits for all things.
因为有今生和来生的
Because it profits not only this life, but also the life to come.
他说总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上做信徒的榜样。
He said in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself an example to those who believe.
当我们还没有得救之前
，Before we were saved，
我们常常想，我们可以靠自己的行为来讨神的喜欢。
We often thought that we can please God based on our own ways。
直到有一天
，Until one day，
神光照了我们
，God enlightened us，
让我们看见只有在耶稣基督的里边，我们能够得神的悦纳。
And allowed us to see that only in Christ Jesus can we be acceptable before God.
没有一个人可以凭遵守律法在神面前称义。
No one can be justified by the law in the presence of God.
也没有一个人能够凭自己的行为在神面前称义。
No one can be justified before God through works.
唯独因着信是本乎恩。
It is only by faith.
也是神所赐的。
Through grace and given by God.
那么当我们一直讲到因信而和恩典而得到这样的救恩的时候
，But we say that as we by faith receive such a salvation.
我们现在同时也有一种 一种失去平衡的说法。
We also have a way of saying things that will cause us to lose our balance.
就是我在一些的基督徒团体的当中。
That amongst different bodies of believers.
当他们跟他们讲起到主是吩咐我们要实际背十字架的时候。
When I share on this matter that the Lord commands us to take up our cross and follow him.
他们就很反感。
They have a very negative feeling about it.
他说我们不靠律法得救。
He said, we are not saved by the law.
我们全是靠恩典。
Everything is by grace.
白白的恩典。
Everything is free
grace. 人半点功劳都没有。
Man has no labor or no works of their own.
但是我们知道我们常常容易做一个的事情。
But we often do something.
我们烘饼的时候啊。
When we...
烤饼的时候。
Oh, when we bake bread.
我们不翻的。
We often don't turn it.
我们看东西就看一面。
We actually only look at one half of it. Or one
有时候我们把一面都烤焦了。
We may have actually burned the bottom of it.
但是我们从上边看，上边还没熟。
But if we look at it from the top is still uncooked.
这就是因为我们常常不肯翻一翻。
Because we actually should have just turned it around to look at check the other parts.
神不只给我们看见属灵的实际是在基督里边。
The Lord not only allows us to see that the reality of Christ, the reality is found in Christ.
在基督之外，我们不能蒙神的喜悦。
That outside of Christ, we cannot be acceptable before God.
但是同时也很清楚给我们看见。
But He also shows us very clearly.
如果我们是已经得救的人。
If we have already been saved.
我们是属神的人了。
If we belong to God.
那么主耶稣很清楚地说。
Then the Lord Jesus very clearly says.
不是凡称呼我主啊主啊的人都能得救。
It's not those who call me Lord, Lord that are going to be saved.
乃是那些遵行我的话的人。
But those who keep my commandments.
你们如果真的是爱我。
If you truly love me.
你们就会遵守我的命令。
Then you will keep my commandments.
你们如果遵守我的命令。
If you keep my commandments.
我就会到你们那里去。
I will go and be with you.
今天我们因为缺少这一种遵守的心态。
Because today we have this, we lack this heart of keeping his commandments.
以致我们常常会失去主同在的这种印证。
So we often lose the evidence of the Lord's presence.
我们里边不只有一个丰盛的属天的生命。
We not only have an abundant life within us.
这种生命而且要流露跟表现在我们最细微的生活当中。
And this should be demonstrated in our most detailed aspects of our life.
保罗在这里对提摩太说。
So Paul here told Timothy.
总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。
He told Timothy in speech, conduct, love, faith, purity, show yourself an example to those who believe.
言语很简单。
Speech is actually very easy.
而且我们每天每个人都有讲话。
Actually, we speak every day.
但是等到我们读到雅各书的时候，
But when we read in James,
圣灵却藉着他跟我们讲一个很重要的事。
The Holy Spirit shared something very important with us.
他说，如果有一个人以为是敬虔的，
If someone thinks that he is godly,
却不能够勒住自己的舌头，
But is not able to bridle his tongue.
这个人的敬虔是假的。
Then his godliness is false.
如果我们说我们是属神的人，
If we say we belong to God,
但是我们平时的话语从不受约束，
But if we are not restrained in our speech,
甚至我们讲的话跟世界上的那种肮脏的话没什么区别的话，
And especially if we say things that are not distinguished from the dirty things that are spoken of in this world,
我们就失去了盐的味道。
Then we have lost the saltiness in our salt.
言语是最平凡的事情。
Speech is the most common thing.
但是也是最难被制服的事情。
But it's also the hardest thing to be restricted.
那么有了言语以后呢？
After we have speech,
他也说行为跟你的言语能够必须能够一致。
And then conduct must match up with your speech.
很多的人不只听我们说什么。
People sometimes not just listen to what we say,
也看我们怎么做。
But they also watch how we do.
如果我们只是常常对人传福音，
If we just preach the gospel to people many times,
我见过有少数几个的基督徒，
I have met a few Christians,
我很遗憾地这样说，
I actually say this regretfully,
他们很愿意也很高兴逢人就跟人传福音。
They are actually very glad in sharing the gospel very willingly.
但是我从没看见他们把人真正的带到主的救恩中来。
But I have never seen them bring anybody to the Lord.
因为当他跟你传福音的时候，
Because when he preaches the gospel to you,
听起来很好。
It sounds like a good speech.
但是回到日常生活中的时候，
But when you return to the daily living,
他看见你的行为比这个不信的人还糟糕。
He saw that your conduct was worse than unbelievers.
叫他对你所讲的打了一个很大的问号。
So he had a great question mark for what you have said.
其实我心里啊，观察了一阵以后，我这样想。
So after a while, I observed in my heart and I thought this way.
这一位基督徒，
This Christian,
其实他传福音的时候是真心的。
Actually, when he preaches the gospel,
他讲的也是对的。
And he spoke the right things.
他也是真的想要把福音跟别人共享。
And he really wants to share the gospel with others.
但是他自己一直没有受对付。
But he himself was never dealt with.
他自己的肉体还原味全存。
His flesh was still in its original flavor.
那么你信了耶稣到底在你身上有什么用？
So if you believe in the Lord Jesus, what's the use?
人听见了你所传的，
When people hear you speak,
却看不见你生活的见证，
Cannot see the testimony in your life.
这样我们就把我们所建造的拆毁得更厉害。
So actually we tear down more than we build.
所以他说你要，
So you have to
在言语在行为上都做信徒的榜样。
In speech and conduct, you ought to be the example.
也要在爱心、信心、清洁上。
Love, faith, and purity.
在基督徒彼此的来往当中。
In the relationship between believers,
我相信爱心仍然是最重要的事情。
I think love is actually the most important still.
什么时候
？To actually correct that brother.
除非你心里真的有爱他。
Unless you truly love that person,
是完全为了他的好处，
then completely are concerned for their well-being.
你就有资格在爱中对他说诚实话。
Then you have the right to speak the word, speak the truth in love.
爱心不等于说你只能对人说好听的话。
Love doesn't mean that you just have to say what.Is soothing to the other person.
爱心有时候也可以指出人不够跟不对的地方。
Love can also say the shortcomings or the wrongs that this person committed.
有些时候我们常常把这个里边的动机跟外边的行为啊混在一起。
Oftentimes we confuse the inner desire and the outward.Workings or the outward doings and confuse them.
有时候我们看见一个弟兄去勉励跟指正另外一个弟兄的时候，
When we see one brother correcting another brother,
我们说你不能够去论断人。
He said, you shouldn't judge others.
你不能批评主的仆人。
You shouldn't criticize the servant of God.
因为他或站住或跌倒，自有他的主人在。
So if he is to stand or to fall, he has his own master.
用不着你。
You don't need to go do that.
但是我们要知道的是，如果你去说的时候。
But if you know that when you go and say something,
是满有主的爱在你里边。
It's full of love within you.
是为着他的好处。
For the good and the benefit of that person,
你其实你不是去论断他。
Is that you are not there to judge him.
你是把他挽回过来。
You are there to restore him and save him.
而且你是把他带回到在身体的交通里边。
To bring him back to the fellowship of the body.
我自己在以往的年日里边。
In the years in the past, for myself,
在我周围的年轻人当中
amongst the young people around me
我常犯了一个很大的错
I often made a big mistake
所以我常常看见一代一代的年轻人长大以后就走了
I see that many of the younger generation as they grow up they leave
本来这个聚会人就很少
Actually, the meeting already had very few people.
就靠那些弟兄姐妹的子弟长大起来。
And then you were hoping that the children of the brothers and sisters would grow up and take up.
哪知道他们一上大学就都不回来。
But who knows? After they go to college, they never return.
我就有时候常常要指那些做家长的。
So I often like to correct the parents.
我常常会说，你们怎么带孩子的，带成这个样子
？I want to ask, how did you raise your children in such a way?
然后呢，我们面对年轻人有时候有些这样那样的做法的时候
，And then sometimes when the young people do this or do that, that in our eyes,
它稍微不合我们的胃口
，And if it's not really according to what we think is appropriate,
我常常有一个。最坏的弊病。
I have a most terrible practice.
我会要求他照着我以为对的去做，跟去改正。
I will require them to do it according to what I think is right, and I will correct them.
后来有一位弟兄提醒我。
Then later on, a brother reminded me.
很感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因为他对年轻人实在是有负担。
Because he is one who is greatly burdened for the young people.
他说年轻人现在面临的诱惑和难处。
And the difficulty and the temptations that the young people are facing today.
是你所不懂的。
Is something that you do not understand.
你如果要真正的了解他们，懂得他们。
If you really want to know them and understand them.
你最好安静一点，坐在他们旁边就行了。
You better be quiet and just sit next to them, and that's it.
后来果然有一段时间。
So indeed, a time passed.
我学习跟年轻人在一起。
So I learned to be around young people.
我学习欣赏他们。
I learned to appreciate them.
我学习看他们怎么做。
And then appreciate how they did things.
我。不再随便去发表意见。
I dare not share my opinions freely.
哎，很稀奇。
Amazingly,
有个事情发生了。
Something happened.
那些年轻人对你呢，反而很亲近。
And then actually, these young people are able to approach you.
因为他们看见你是真是在关心他们。
Because they see that you truly are concerned for them.
他们甚至会跑到有门。单独的来对你说，我有一些私人的事想跟你谈。
And then they would actually come to you and said, you know what, I have something private I'd like to share with you.
主要我们对我们周围所关心的人有真正的爱。
The Lord wants each one of us to have true love to those around us.
可能有些时候是要我们陪着他们去走一段你认为很没意义的路。
Sometimes maybe is to go walk with them on a path that you think is really meaningless.
不过爱本来就是做许多最没意义的事。
But love indeed is this, to do many things that you do not want to do.
那些聪明人告诉过我们的。
The intelligent people tell us.
他说人类讲话讲得最糊涂的就是在谈恋爱。
Said, people say the most foolish things when they are in love.
但是最可悲的人就是一辈子都没听过爱的话。
But the greatest tragedy is someone that has never heard words of love.
这句话是不是很深刻呢？
Isn't it indeed very deep words saying that this is?
你如果能够爱弟兄姐妹，
If you can love brothers and sisters,
不是单单道理的问题。
It's not just a matter of teaching.
你必须有一个这样的心陪他们来浪费。
You have to have a heart to as if waste your time with them.
主为我们浪费的更多。
The Lord has wasted so much more for us.
而且主浪费在我们身上的还常常没有回报。
And then oftentimes what the Lord wastes upon us, there is no real return for that.
十六节他还说到。
Verse 16 he also says,
你要谨慎自己和自己的教训。
Pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching.
要在这些事上恒心。
Persevere in these things.
因为这样行又能救自己，又能救听你的人。
For as you do this, you will ensure salvation both for yourself and for those who hear you.
你要谨慎自己和自己的教训。
You have to pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching.
其实回过头来看的时候啊，
In actuality, when I look back,
很多时候我想想我以前讲过的很多话，我觉得好像都是在讲废话。
I think about many of the words that I have said in the past are actually excessive words.
但是我当时觉得我讲的很重要。
But somehow at that time, I thought that those were important words that I said.
我们人是活的。
We are living beings.
我们周围的环境也是常常在变化的。
And then the environment around us changes also.
我们的神也是一位永活的神。
And our God is also a living God.
神在每一个不同的环境，在每一个不同的人身上，都可以有他自由的方法来带领我们。
God in different environments, in different people, does different things.
不一定用在你身上的，要用在我身上。
Not necessarily what he does in your life, he will do in my life also.
不一定用在我身上的，可以用在你身上。
It doesn't mean that what he does in my life can be applied to your life.
但是目的跟后果却会是一样的。
But the purpose and the result is the same.
就是要让我们更像我们的主。
Is in order that we may be more like our Lord.
他这里还提到一件的事情。
And then here he mentions another thing.
他说要在这些事上恒心。
He said you have to persevere in these things.
今天我们生活在一个快速的时代。
We live in a fast-paced society.
样样东西都快。
Everything is fast.
学东西也快，玩掉东西也快。
You learn things quick, you play things quick.
要样东西也快，丢掉样东西也快。
So for you to attain something as quickly, you lose something is also quick.
在年轻人的当中也同样有一个世代的毛病。
And then amongst the young people, there's also a problem among this generation.
难得见到有恒心的状态。
You rarely find someone that perseveres.
听一篇很受激励的讲道。
To hear a encouraging message.
他立志，他热心。
He is very zealous.
但是不能很久。
But it doesn't last long.
听见主的话解开的时候得到亮光。
And when you hear the word and you see that the word is opened up,
他也开始热心的读圣经。
And then maybe he's zealous for studying the word.
甚至有些人巴不得十天之内就把整本圣经都给读完。
And some people also want to read the whole Bible in 10 days.
但是过不多久。
But soon after that,
他不再读。
He will no longer read.
我想这是我们这个世代的毛病。
And I think this is the problem with the generation.
以前的年长的弟兄姐妹常教导我们。
So, years back, when the elderly saints would teach us,
要用一些时间，天天都要用一些的时间，安静的在主的面前。
To spend some time every day to be before the Lord.
要有很久的，有习惯的，这样坚持下去。
It needs to be persevering in this matter, and it needs to be habitual.
但是今天我们看见这种情形很少很少。
But we rarely find this condition anymore.
大家喜欢吃大桌子大宴席。
People like to eat great, have great banquets.
好像吃一顿大宴席就可以维持一个星期都不吃了。
As if you have a great banquet, it could sustain you for a whole week, and you do not need to eat.
然后五六天自己都不用吃了。
And then the 5-6 days, you do not need to eat on your own.
但是实际能够叫我们的生命在主面前稳定长进的是，我们每天都照着习惯在主面前支取。
But the reality is, for, in order for it to be established in our walk daily, we need to have that daily read.
我很受一些前边弟兄们的影响。
I am actually greatly influenced by the brethren that are.
因为他们告诉我。
Because they tell me.
他说如果有一天他不祷告，他不读经啊。
He said that if there's one day that he does not pray and does not read the Bible,
他就觉得那一天没有活过。
He felt as if that day he did not live.
今天年轻人我不知道为什么会有一个这样的思想。
So today's young people, I don't know why they have this idea.
他说这些都是律法，天天要读。
So this is the law to read daily.
律法没用。
So the law is useless.
甚至还有更新鲜的东西。
And then some even new things.
我们不做假冒伪善的人。
We do not want to be Pharisees.
心里明明就不想读。
So we really don't want to read tomorrow.
偏要坐在那里读。
But then we pretend that we're reading.
我又读不进去。
And then when you read it and it doesn't go in.
心里很辛苦嘛。
It's difficult.
我们不要做假冒伪善。
We don't want to be Pharisees.
弟兄姐妹，我们连要放弃一些属灵的祝福，我们都想找一些美妙的词语。
So even if we are willing to forsake some spiritual blessing, we can find some excuses.
保罗劝勉提摩太。
But Paul encouraged Timothy.
要在这些事上恒心。
Persevere in these things.
很多很多的东西。
Many
things. 是突然间变化的。
Do not come instantly.
是一点一点组织起来的。
It's made up slowly.
在你今天，在你身上有多少主的生命进来
？How much of the life of Christ has come to you?
才能成为以后那个丰满的真实。
Today, so that it can become a reality in the future.
今天在你身上有多少实在肉体的脱下
？And how much of the shedding of the flesh today?
才能有一天你能够真正的说今天活着不再是我。
So that one day you can say that I live, not I, but Christ.
是主在我里边活。
And that Christ lives in me.
一面我们看见都是恩典。
On the one hand we see it's all grace.
仍然是恩典。
It's still grace.
因为主如果不给恩典。
If God does not give us grace.
你要恒心你也恒不来。
If you want to persevere, you still won't be able to.
我们所有的都是恩典。
All that we have is by grace.
但是像昨天我们弟兄说的
But just like yesterday our brother shared,
我们所能有的不过是一个愿意的心
What we have is nothing but a longing heart.
主在至高之处
In the highest place,
他的眼目遍插全地
His eyes look about.On the earth.
要寻找跟施恩典给那些向他心存诚实的人。
To find those that are pure in heart, that he can share his grace with them.
巴不得我们都能够让主省察我们的心。
May we let the Lord examine our hearts.
而且也愿意持久的让他来纠正我们。
That we may persevere and allow him to correct us.
当然。还有五分钟。
We still have 5 minutes.
我想再讲两一点。
I would just like to share one more point.
就是在提摩太前书第六章还讲到一件事情。
In 1 Timothy chapter 6, Paul speaks of one more thing.
那里是讲到钱财的事情。
And it speaks on this matter of money.
第九节。
Verse 9.
但那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己吃透。
But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare, and many foolish and harmful desires which plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil, and some by longing for it have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
17节
Verse 17.
你要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，不要倚靠无定的钱财，只要倚靠那后赐百物给我们享受的神。又要嘱咐他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人，为自己积成美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们持定那真正的生命。
Instruct those who are rich in this present world not to be conceited or to fix their hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy. Instruct them to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, storing up for themselves a treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is life indeed.
我们今天这个现实的社会，钱财是一个很真实的事情。
In this practical world we live today in, money is actually something very real.
中国古老的教导。
In the old ancient teachings, in China,
天下熙熙为利而来，天下攘攘为利而往。那么不要紧，来来往往都为着赚钱。
So what it really says is that whatever we do, wherever we go, the purpose is to make money.
所以鸟为食亡，人为财死。
So, the birds, they seek for food and man,seeks for riches.
几乎一个活在地上没有神的人非得用钱财作为他们的目的。一个没有神的人必须以钱财为他们的目的。
A godless person needs to make money his purpose.
那么我们基督徒怎样面对钱财呢？
Now, how about us Christians? How are we to deal with this matter of money?
我们周围都充满了这些铜臭味跟铜的香味。
So, surrounding us, there's all this thoughts about making money.
那么保罗告诉提摩太。
And then Paul told Timothy.
不是那个时代的人才贪爱钱财的。
It's not just that generation that loved money.
其实世世代代的人就贪爱钱财。
And then through generations, people love money.
我想也不是只是中国人贪爱钱财。
I think that it's not just the Chinese that love money.
我想什么国家的人都贪爱钱财。
I think people from all nations love money.
但是贪爱钱财会叫我们落在迷惑的网罗里边。
But to love money will cause us to fall into deceit.
所以保罗一再的警告说。
So Paul would warn repeatedly.
不要把金钱当作得利的门路。
Do not allow
金钱当作得利的门路。好，重讲。
这种转变，
在这里。
Okay. Oh, suppose that godliness is a means of gain.
Yeah. Verse 5.
有些时候我们敬虔呐。
Oftentimes when we are godly,
到了一个地步
to such a point,
突然间就会把它自然的。对钱财我们也会受引诱了。
So then we are actually tempted by money.
因为我们接触有钱的人也不少了。
Because we have encountered many rich people.
我们接触穷人也不少了。
And then we encounter many poor people also.
我就听见有个基督徒这样对我讲。
I once heard this Christian say to me this.
他说基督徒其实最好是有本事身上带很多很多的钱，一路传福音一路发钱。
So Christians should be rich, and then as they preach the gospel, they give out money.
我就看看他。
So I looked at him.
我说好像耶稣从来没这样讲。
I said, I don't think the Lord Jesus ever said that.
这是你讲的。
You said that.
他讲起来好像很有道理。
When he said it, as if it made sense.
他说穷人那么多。
So there's so many poor people.
我们给他们钱又传福音，不是两样都好吗？
If we give them money and then we preach the gospel, isn't it satisfying all needs?
所以我起初的时候说过一句话。
In the beginning, I used to say this.
我们这个人经不起祝福。
We are ones that cannot receive, are not ready to receive blessing of the Lord.
有些人神给他一点点的钱财。
Some people, when God gives him a little bit of riches,
他真以为有钱能叫鬼推磨。
So he thinks that money can do anything.
他越再也不需要依靠神。
So he felt that he no longer needed God.
他也能凭着他自己的判断来帮助他认为需要的人。
And through his own determination, he knows those that would need help.
其实真正的需要，我们都只有主能帮助，也只有主能解决，也只有主能够满足。
So in reality, true financial help or other help, only God himself will know about it and can satisfy it.
刚才读的两节经文里边是对有些人可能他穷。
And there were verses that we read. Actually, some people may be poor.
所以他想发财。
So he wants to get rich.
他可能想，我如果有钱了，我就能够更好服侍主。
So somehow they felt that if I am rich, then I can serve the Lord better.
那么保罗对他说，不是这样的。
But then Paul said, no, it's not this way.
我们服侍主跟你拥有多少钱财实在没多大的关系。
When we serve the Lord, it has nothing to do whether you have money or not.
如果你能够在穷困的里边跟从主。
If you can serve the Lord in your poverty,
可能是你蒙保守的地方。
It's probably a protection for you.
我亲眼看见很多爱主的人发财以后就离开了主。
I personally witnessed how many Christians, after they made a lot of money, they left the Lord.
如果他们因着有了钱离开了主，当他们到主面前来交账的时候，他们肯定很后悔他们发了财。
So, if it was the money that caused them to leave the Lord, I am sure, as they go before the presence of the Lord, they will regret that day that they made money.
另有一种人，他们可能主给他们一种特殊的情形，他们生下来就已经很有钱。
So then there are other believers who the Lord gave them a special provision so that they were born rich.
或者某些原因，他们都成为富足，物质上的富足。
Or maybe they became rich materially.
那么保罗在这里说要警告他们。
Paul said to warn them,
不要自高。
Do not be conceited.
不要依靠无定的钱财。
Do not depend on something that is unsure.
只要依靠后赐百物给我们享受的神。
But we are to only rely on God himself.
因为真的富足的人。
Because those who are rich,
有危险比我们大得多。
Is of greater danger than us.
富足的人
，those who are rich，
他们要死去的必须更多。
They need to forsake more.
他们需要有主更多的恩典。
They need more of the grace of the Lord.
而且要告诉嘱咐他们行善。
And to instruct them to do good.
如果他们能够把他们富足当成是主给他们的托付。
If they can think of their riches as the entrustment that God had to them.
能够甘心施舍，乐意供给别人。
And they're willing to be generous and ready to share.
那这是一件很美的事。
This is a beautiful thing.
当然，主在历世历代也用作很多这样的人。
And the Lord has indeed used through the ages many such people.
但是，就像有一个写《荒漠甘泉》的人这样讲的。
But just like the author of the Streams in the Desert.
他相信。
He believes
那些用金子镶成的十字架会比木头的十字架沉重得多。
He feels that the crosses made of gold are going to be much heavier than that which is made of wood.
也不管有钱或者没有钱。
Whether there is money or not,
他们要最重要的是要持定真正的生命。
The most important thing is that they uphold life.
唯独主是 我们的生命。
Only the Lord is our life.
所以在我们日常生活中，其实提摩太书里边还有很多东西他都提到。
So in our daily lives, there are many things that Paul mentions in the epistle to Timothy.
但是我们都必须常常记得我们的中心是耶稣基督。
But we have to remember that our focus, our center should be Christ.
我们要常住在他的里面。
So we ought to often abide in him.
并且遵行他的吩咐。
And to keep his commandments.
这样他就常与我们同在。
This way he is often with us.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow with a word of prayer. Lord, we commit these scattered words before you. If you are willing, that you may speak to the hearts.
如果这些话有些是过分的，求主你也把它洁净。
Lord, if there are some words that are excessive, Lord, we pray that you may purify it.
主，一面我们看见你有那么多的恩典临到我们身上。
Lord, on the one hand, we see how your abundant grace has come upon us.
我们一面也看见你要我们在平凡的生活中来与你同行。
On the other hand, we see that you want us to walk with you in our daily lives.
主，这见证火把的传递是一种的燃烧。
Lord, this passing of the torch of the testimony is a burning.
是因着你在我们身上管理着我们的缘故。
It is because you have done a work of discipline in us.
主，巴不得因着你管理的占有了我们的生命。
Lord, because you have controlled us and you have taken a hold of our lives.
以致人可以看见你自己的荣美。
Lord, that man may see your beauty.
而被吸引来跟从你。
To be drawn to follow you.
好叫人看见的是你那奇妙的作为。
That man may see your wonderful works.
你能够在罪人的身上做成那么大的恩典的工作。
You may do a gracious work upon sinners.
能够在卑贱的人身上做那么崇高尊贵的事情。
That you may do honorable things in dishonorable men.
主，我们为着在这里的每一个弟兄姐妹，我们也把自己交给你。
Lord, we commit each and every brother and sister before you here.
愿主也可以破碎我们。
Lord, that you may break us.
点着我们。
That you may light us up.
燃烧我们。
That you may burn us.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' precious name.